Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
And Susan Jeremiah, Chief Human Resources Officer at Adapt Inn. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Well, Adapt recently named one of Oregon's 100 best nonprofits to work for. Talk about how you got on this list.
We applied several years ago, actually in the early 2000s, we applied and we won 4 years in a row. And then because of lots of other things, we didn't apply again. And this year we just felt like it was a opportunity to do a survey and find out how our almost 400 employees saw us. And we did really well. Scored 23rd, by the way.
So who puts this list out?
Oregon Business Magazine. It's a statewide competition and all employers are eligible to apply for it.
So talk about a little bit about your background and what you've done at Adapt.
I have done a little bit of everything at Adapt. I've been there for 32 years now. I was a child prodigy. I just have to say I'm not that old, it feels like, though. But I've done human resources, and I've done IT direct and done a little of everything. But we've grown from 35 employees when I started to almost 400 now. So it's pretty incredible.
Wow. And at various locations, too.
Yes. We have about 20 different sites in Douglas County, Coos County, and Josephine County.
So talk more about this 100 best nonprofits list. What kinds of information did you have to submit, and what was the process like?
One of the biggest categories is participation by employees. They do submit an anonymous response, and participation, I think we scored 92, which is really high. And the other things they ask is about benefits, salary, your relationship with your management, your environment, especially this year with COVID, if they felt safe. We ensured all employees kept their jobs, which was a big deal. No one got laid off. That was a commitment by our CEO and our board of directors. So it was a challenging year to do it, and which makes it for me really, I'm more grateful that we won.
Well, and working in the different areas that Adapt works in, I mean, it's been a challenging year, period.
Oh, no kidding. Mental health, substance abuse, primary care, all of it. And we've integrated to the point where we're working towards no wrong door for people that come in. So it's a very powerful company, and we do a lot of stuff for a lot of citizens that don't get it otherwise. So,
among those services you provide, I imagine really in just about every aspect you're seeing an uptick in need.
Absolutely. And the difficult part in human resources is getting employees that can come work for us. So we're recruiting everywhere and drawing people in from really all over the country as we can. So it's been a challenge. So again, this winning this award will help with recruiting, obviously, because people see these and they say, wow, I want to work at a place that obviously has that high of standards.
Is it difficult in these kinds of professions? And you've got folks at different types of levels with their accreditation and different things. But is it hard to get people to smaller communities sometimes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People want to live where the action is. And so, you know, we really sell the area, the beauty here, the natural beauty, the hiking, the fishing, all the great stuff. And that is a big draw, especially for California, people who, you know, don't really get that. So that is a draw, and we bank on that.
Now, what have you done in terms of staffing and how maybe things are being done a little differently in some areas right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, after the governor shut down the schools, we literally flipped the way we gave service overnight. We had to get computers to everybody's homes so that counselors could connect with their clients via telehealth, and we did that with primary care, we did it with mental health and substance abuse, and that we do have several residential programs, so we had to just mask up and, you know, get all the PPE in there and do all the things we did, because we're an essential employer as well. So it was a challenge, and we did it overnight. Our executive team met every single morning for months just to plan, strategize, and move forward. So it was a lot of work.
I know for things like telehealth in regular medical areas, your typical, you know, surgeries and consultations, things like that, people have talked about using it there a lot more. But what about when a therapist or a specialist from Adapt, you normally, you know, you're looking at somebody right in the eye trying to read their behavior or their honesty or their level of anguish or whatever. How much more challenging is it to do that when you're on Zoom and you really don't see them as clearly?
Well, it's difficult. We have an excellent clinical director who is now doing our head of our training, Lisa Hubbard. She's been doing trainings with staff to get them up to speed on the best ways to do that. And we still, now, of course, and even then, if somebody just really felt like we had to see them face-to-face, a lot of the clients were already established, so the counselors knew them, and it wasn't that hard. But for the newer ones, we still established ones that were face-to-face if that was necessary. Again, with all the protective gear we could. But it's a challenge, no doubt. It's harder.
And for folks that are doing, your typical AA-type meetings from different areas, how did you deal with all that?
Well, AA, we don't really sponsor that, although we believe in it and think it's great. But so I'm not exactly sure how they handled that.
But you have a lot of similar things where people might be meeting in groups.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they we did all the 6 feet apart and all that. We had to stop groups for a while until we could get a hold of what we were going to do going forward. So now we're doing groups again. And actually, it's interesting because a lot of our clients and patients like the telehealth better. And for a lot of people that live out, way out, it's more convenient for them too. So we're seeing kind of good, bad, and bringing it together as best we can.
As spread out as Douglas County is, that's an interesting point because for some situations, folks, especially if money's tight and all of that, the expense of a drive to Roseburg from a rural area week after week or maybe a couple times a week can really add up. And when they don't have to do that yet, can still see virtually the same professional, et cetera, that's got to be helpful on that end.
Huge. Huge. We're seeing people that even if they could come in, and now they are wanting to do telehealth. So previously, there were regulations around that, so we couldn't really do that as easily. So this is one of the blessings in disguise of COVID is that we were able to start doing that. And we've heard a lot of great feedback exactly from what you described.
What have the staff thought about being on this 100 best nonprofits list again?
Pretty excited. They are. Probably 50 emails from people just, yay, this is awesome. And our board of directors are very supportive, great group of people, voluntary group of people, and they're very excited. We all were. It's an honor. It really is.
Talk more about what the board does for ADAPT.
Well, they are our advisory and our directive board. They're in charge, and they meet as often as they need to, regularly, of course, every month. And they go over everything from finances, personnel, HIPAA, anything that we bring to them, and they are very involved, and they're a great group of people. We're very, very happy to have the people that help us out every month.
All right, ADAPT, one of Oregon's 100 best nonprofits to work for again this year. Susan Jeremiah, the Chief Human Resources Officer, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.